إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وآله وصحبه ومن نهجهم إلى يوم الدين. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه. Brother up there praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and asking Him to send His mercy and His blessing on our noble Prophet Muhammad and his family, his companions, and those follow the way till the day of judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us His tawfiq. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard for us the ni'mah that He has bestowed them upon us. And brother, inshallah, I don't know if you remember, last Friday, at the end of the khutbah, and we use a word called disaster, if I'm correct. We know a lot of time we'll see this stuff on TVs, sometime on person, sometime on newspaper. They will call it natural disaster, if my English is correct. And sometimes we say that we don't call that. We Muslims, we call it the anger and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes we using the words like that, it may come across our mind that we are against civilization, or we are against technology or stuff like that. No, we Muslims are not like that. But that's another whole khutbah. But we don't take the civilization and advancement, if it's correct, and whole. Like we grabbed it, though it's coming from them, we got it. No. We don't reject it also total. No. We Muslims have been given something called Al-Furqan, criteria. We have it at. Anything come to us from the outside of Islam, we look at it. Whatever Islam says is good, is correct, welcome, we take that. And we have the same Quran. Allah's called it Furqan. Criteria to judge the things. The true and the false. And anything come to us, again, we look at it. Quran did not agree with it, we'll throw it away. Regardless where it's coming from. Regardless who is saying it. Whether it's to be the East or West or whatever. That's how Muslims should be. But unfortunately, today we have some kind of disease, which is the inferiority complex. Whatever is coming from these people, as long as it comes from them, welcome, we want it. We don't want to check it. If you look at this world, natural disaster. Disaster, those of you who speak English, I don't. And they're referring to the calamity and the waters coming in large numbers to destroy the things, or winds, stuff like that. And if you go to a literal meaning of disaster, it means the star that went away. So they not mean by that, no. They mean to describe some of the punishment of Allah, but they don't want to acknowledge it. So we Muslim will call it musiba, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whenever or whatever misfortune befalls you, or whatever musiba, destruction, water come to kick the people out of their houses, the wind is going to tornado, we don't call it natural disaster. We call it the anger, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He said that whenever something that happened to you is because due to your own actions. So that's why we say in our khutbah opening all the time, وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا وَسَيِّئَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. We seek the protection from Allah against our own evil and the evil reflection of our deeds. Because if you go throughout the history, you look in the Quran
the nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed and wiped them from the face of the earth is due to their sins. As inshallah we'll come to that later on. So Allah said, back to our point, مَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ, whatever misfortunes befalls you, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, is due to your own actions. Whether to be individual level, family level, community level, society level, or the town, the population, or all the world, whatever happened to you, to me, brother, whatever happened to my family, to your family, my community, to your community, my town, to your town, is because of we've done something wrong. So keep that in your mind. Even though you go to your car, you want to start it. Why don't you just come now, you drive the car, you park in front of masjid. After salah, you put the keys on, you start, it does not want to start, then check yourself, you've done something wrong. Whether you realize or not, you've done something wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ هَكَذَا بِالتَّنْكِيرُ لِلتَّعْمِيمِ. Any type of the harm that befalls you is due to some of your actions. And you know what Allah says? وَيَعَفُ عَنْ كَسِيرَ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. I will even pardon a lot. I'm not taking you accountable for all of them. So brother, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to take us accountable for each and every wrong action that we do, whether to be personal level, or family level, or community level, so forth, so on, you think what's going to happen? Allah Himself has given us the answer on that in Surah Al-Fatir 35:45, meaning chapter 35, verse 45. Allah said it, وَلَا يُؤَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ذَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى. This ayah means, if Allah was to seize people according to their deeds, He will not leave a one living being, creature, on the face of the earth. He will wipe it off, all of us. If Allah was to seize us with all of our action, you did power, I'm not going to pardon you, I'll take you high accountable right now. Allah said that, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى زَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. There will no be a living creature on the face of the earth. But Allah, alhamdulillah, He deals with us out of the fadl, the kindness, not out of the justice. Listen to me, brother. I'm not saying Allah is not just. No. Allah is the Adl, one of His name. Allah is a just. But He doesn't deal with us with the justice. Allah deals with us with the kindness. If you did not understand, I will give you an example. If you do one wrong action, Allah will write it down, one wrong action. This is what we call justice. And if you do one good deed, Allah will write it down 10 good deeds. Correct, fadl, kindness. Give you something which you have not worked for. And He even pardon a lot. So Allah almost, we ask Him to continue to deal with us out of His fadl. Allah will never wrong. Listen, brother, keep that in your mind. Either Allah has been kind or just, but anything called wrong does not have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything called a zulm does not have nothing to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yadhlimu an-nasa shay'a. Allah will not wrong people, oppress them for nothing. So keep that in our mind, brother. If anything happened to you, you just step out, you find, they give you a ticket, check yourself. It didn't happen just like that. You've done some wrong. So Allah is paying on you in a nice way. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to deal with us out of His fadl, the kindness. I think we did understand this, brother. The injustice, just see somebody like that, he hasn't done nothing to slap him. You wrong him. And justice is, somebody slap you, you slap him back. That's the justice. and kindness, somebody slap you, you say, okay, I can slap you, but I'll forgive you. So you be nice to him. So that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with us. Look at it, brother. Day in and night, Allah's mercy, bounty, kindness coming to us on the earth. Day in and night, our sin is going out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's being nice to us. We've been rude to him, but he's been continued to be nice. He's telling us, when you come to me, I want you. I don't like punishing. Rahmati, wasat kulla shay. My ni'mah, my kindness, overcome everything. Allahu Akbar. So brother, back to our topic. If Allah was to seize us with the deed that will do it, it will not be good for us. Allah will wipe us from the face of earth. So he's not doing that, but he's waiting on us an appointed turn. So why then Allah will send the water sometime, kick people out of the house? Why sometimes tornado? Why sometimes the hunger? Stuff like that. Why? Ibn Taymiyyah, he said, an explanation of ayah of Allah. وَمَا نُرْسُلُ بِالْآيَاتِ إِلَّا تَخْوِيفًا. We've only sent these ayats just to make people fear, to warn them. The talk is a name to wake up those of us that are sleeping. وَتُقَوِّيَ الْمُجْتَهِدِ. And those of us that's struggling hard in the deen of Allah, to make them stronger. وَتُقِيمَ الْحُجَّةِ. And to establish the proof عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَادِرٌ قَادِرٌ عَلَىٰ أَقْضِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَأَقْضُهُ شَدِيدٌ. And that Allah has the ability to see the wrongdoer with this severe punishment. That's the reason of why Allah will do stuff like that. Listen, brother. To wake those of us are sleeping. Wake up, brother. This house that Allah was kind to you and provide you this house, then you committing haram and house, Allah has the ability to kick you out. You go sleep where? On the streets. Yes, he can do that. As we see in day and night, brother. Just to look at it. The people that know the geography, and they'll tell us the face of earth, if you take 70%, is covered by water. And we know it doesn't cost Allah nothing to say this here. Like here, to just tell him to draw into the city. Wallahi, it won't cost Allah nothing, brother. It will wipe all of us from the face of the earth. So if you got a house there, you got your car, you're driving by lecture, keep in mind that Allah has the ability to seize those people that are killing the righteous people for no reason. Those people that are claiming the war against Allah, he can't seize them, but he's giving them a chance because he likes to forgive them, to punish. So he is to wake us up and to give those of us a struggling heart, to give them strength again, to let you believe more, to establish the proof that Allah can see the wrongdoer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the warning that he's giving to them is not something just vocalizing that has no reality. No. It's something that we can see it as a day and a night. We see it. 20,000 people have to immediately leave their house now, beyond our control. And Allah is telling us, if I want to punish a town, they have no ability to stop me. Because we all know where he's coming from, brother. Just to look at it. The water that we cannot live without it. Allah can turn to the punishments. He can make it undrinkable. The wind that we are breathing, Allah can turn to make it unbreathable. The punishment for Allah can come from each and every uncle. وَمَا يَعْلَمْ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ. No one knows the number of the soldiers of Allah except him. It does not necessarily need to be a physical somebody standing up with the gun, I'm getting ready to fight for Allah. No, brother, it's not necessary to be that. We know throughout the history, Allah can send even a da'uba, little insect, as he did to Pharaoh, can turn the water to blood. Can do this, so many stuff like that. So Allah is telling us, when my punishment is coming, you might say, okay, this time, the one that happened to us before, we're going to prepare ourselves, it's not going to happen again. No, brother, you can't stop it. Allahu Akbar. It's like Allah is telling us, لا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمين. Thinks not that Allah is not seeing it. He's not a full aware of what the wrongdoer are doing it. No, don't think that, brother. He's seeing it. Why? What happened? لكن يؤخرهم اليوم تسقص فيه الأبصار. But he's waiting on them on the day that in which that the eyes will be wide open, cannot even blink. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this hadith, Abu Musa said, Allah Shari radiallahu anhu. The Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِظَالِمٍ حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْ. Allah will give the respite, the time, the chance to one doer. Those are climbing a wall against him. Listen, brother, if we say those are climbing a wall against Allah, we all would think about kuffar. No. No, 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 brother. Allah said it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Allah said, oh, you who believe, fear Allah and leave the riba alone. إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are a believer. So if you did not do that, then take the notice from Allah that you are in the war, you're claiming war against Him. Yes. The kuffar, they're claiming a war against Allah. We Muslim also, we're claiming a war against Allah. Sometimes if you check Imam Parker, you might see 3 or 4 credit card there. So this issue is not just a kuffar. Allah said that, Man adali waliyan faqad adantuhu bil harb. Whoever go against or fight one of my righteous servants, then I gave him notice that he's in a war against me. Okay, these are kuffar, we understand that. But he said, those of us are dealing with the riba also. We are in a war with Allah. Brother, we can't take that. That's too hard on us. So let's check on ourselves. Let's go back to ourselves. We should not be in a fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give the respite, the time, the chance to the wrongdoer when he sees them, and they will never be able to escape it. And Abu Musa said after that, Allah's messenger recited this ayah. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ عَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ ذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِعَجَلٍ مَعْدُودٍ. He says, such is the seizure of Allah. When He sees the population, when He sees the town, but as you can see it, 20,000, the tornado just for a few minutes, few hours, you will see how He takes the house and flip up and down. Such is the seizing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you come to seize the town while they are oppressing, they are wrongdoing. Inna akhdahu alimun shadeed. The seize of Allah is painful, is a severe. But in such actions, in such punishment, if you want me to call disaster, in such disaster, there is an ayah. For who, brother? The people that fear the punishment of hereafter, brother. We look at it, this is a season of Allah. So we can think through hereafter. Or by hereafter, through those actions. But people that does not believe in Allah, they be like, you know, it was funny, you know, I was watching in a few minutes the wind just, no, brother, ain't no funny in this action. No. They be like, you know, it was funny. You see them on the TV. I mean, it was funny. I was watching them. The water just come like that. No, brother. Allah said, "Inna fi dalika la ayatan liman khafa adab al akhirah." Akhirah is the day that people will get together there. So Allah said, "Wama nu'akhiruhu illa li ajalin ma'dud." We are only waiting because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up a specific time for that. So inshallah, brother, we're gonna stop here. Get 2-3 minutes of rest, inshallah. Then after Jalsatul Isra, we'll continue in our topic. And brother, inshallah,
is the sunnah of our messenger Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you come to masjid during the khutbah, or even though if it's not during the khutbah, that you should pray two rak'ah before you sit down. Anytime. إذا دخل أحدكم المسجد فلا يجلس حتى يصلي ركعتين تحية للمسجد. If any one of you enter in a masjid, you should not sit down until you pray two rak'ah. So keep it in mind, inshallah. Somebody might come with something else, but that's not our topic. It's my duty just to remind you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving a khutbah, and Sulaik, one man come to the masjid, just sit down. And the Prophet said, أَصَلَّيْتَ رَكَعَتَيْن? Huh? Did you pray two rak'ah? The man said, no. The Prophet said, get up and pray. So I'm just doing it what my messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. So أقول ما تسمع واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll ask Him the ni'mah, the bounty, the mercy that He did for us, to keep them, to safeguard them for us, inshallah, brother. These kind of stuff is just to remember us, to remind us. لتبين لنا يعني قيمة ما نعن فيه من الأمن والسكينة. Allah is telling us, brother, by me giving you security in your house, and giving your house somewhere you can put your head, is a ni'mah. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّن بُيُوتِكُمْ سَكَنًا. Allah make your residence, your house, for you the place of resting. So now you should worship Allah in your house. Don't let your house to be playground. Don't let your house to be a disco. No, let some remembrance of Allah take a place in your house, brother. Let some Islamic activity take place in your house. It's a ni'mah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you recognize it, Allah will increase it. But if you do the opposite of what Allah asks you to do, then Allah still can seize us. He can take those things from us, brother. Which you know, the next minute they knock on your door and say, okay, you have to leave because the water is coming. You have to leave, the window, wind is coming. Who gonna go after Allah, brother? Who gonna sue Allah? You know one thing, you may have insurance in your house, in your store and stuff like that. And when this natural disaster, according to them, come, the insurance company will say, no, we don't pay. If I got a car, make accident, if I'm right, they'll pay for that. But if a tornado come and take my car away, they're not going to pay for that. Who can sue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? لا معقب لحكمه. If Allah do this, then it's stuck there, brother. So let's go back to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ هَاسِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُهُ صَيْحَةً وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. The earlier nations, Allah said, we've seized each one of them according to their sin. There are some amongst them that we seize them with hasibah, an awful cry, or sorry, a violent wind, and which is mixed up with the shower of the storm, as it did to the people of Lut. And after that, brother, keep in your mind, Allah said, وَمَا هِيَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ بِبَعِيدٍ. Such type of punishment is not far from the wrongdoer. He still has the ability to do it right now, today, and this minute I'm talking. So this is what he did to people of Lut. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees some of them with the violent wind. Such called today in the modern language a tornado. And some of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them with the big noise, a cry, as He did to the people of Al-Ahqaf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went and said that,
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ. There is a storm among them, we caused the earth to swallow them.
As he did that with three people, Qarun.
إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِ. وَعَطَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْأُصْبَعِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Qarun used to be one of the people of Moses alayhi salam, and Allah just make it short, Allah has given him a lot of wealth and property. Then he became arrogant, and Allah tell him, sorry, Musa tell him, لَا تَفْرَحْ, don't become arrogant. Don't think like Allah correct you after He finished, you create the rest of us so you can dictate it for us. I want you to do this. I don't want you to do this. Allahu Akbar. And what did He say? He said, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Yes, I get this, but you know why? Because I have a knowledge. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. As we heard Him today. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. I deserve this. I work for this. We've spent a lot of money to reach such high level of technology.
That's what we can hear today. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ فَقَصَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ.
Sorry.
Allah said that we caused the earth to swallow him and his house and all of that belongs to him.
Then after that, there is nobody to help him against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But that this earth is still under the command of Allah.
You and me, we can disobey Allah if we want to. But the earth, don't disobey Allah, brother.
Allah has so many creatures. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْتُرُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They all will bow down for Allah. You can see how much these things will obey Allah if you look into two water going next to one another. This one will not jump into this. This one will not jump into this. Why?
Just because Allah said, don't do it, brother.
So this will tell you how much they will listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But you and me, we can't go against it. Okay? We better stop it.
And Allah said, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. There are some amongst them that we caused the water to swallow them.
As we did that with the people of Pharaoh. And the Lut. Sorry, Noah. We know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make a note to command him to do what he tell him to do. After that, Allah sent the water from the heaven and from the earth. And he punished the people that did not follow Noah. And he did to Pharaoh also.
When he used to say that, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ خَيْرٍ. Sorry, غَيْرٍ.
الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَى. So brother, inshallah, make short inshallah because of the time. These are the stuff that we Muslim, we don't enjoy it. We don't say that's good. Allah, go ahead and do it. No. No, but we'll learn from it. We don't just take some word and make that word to take us away from the reality of the thing. Say, natural disaster. No, brother. Nature, tabi'ah can do nothing. Nature, something like that. If you look, go back to the Arabic language, they'll tell you tabi'ah. Tabi'ah ala wazni fa'ila bimana maf'ul. So, likulli maf'ul la budda min fa'il. Somebody had to do it. Tabi'a ala wazni fa'ila bimana maf'ul. Something that has been made like that. So anything that has been made, somebody has to make it. It can make himself. But that's not our topic.
Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to wake up if He sends some of the ayah like that. So to burn the desire of the ma'asiyah that we have from our heart, brother.
And we all need it, not just you. No, we all need, brother. We need somebody who can remind us. We need the ayat from Allah to remind us, to show us how weak we are once it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just a simple servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wicked servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to leave us in the hand of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to leave us in the hand of shaitan. He is our enemy. He only wants to destroy us. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from shaitan and to protect us from his hell and to admit us in Jannah.